A man who was fined and given hunting bans in a joint BC-Alberta investigation says he knows he's not without fault. In a 15-minute video posted to Facebook on Friday, February 9, host of the Alpine Carnivore TV show Michel Beaulieu said he wanted to set the record straight on his recent fines and hunting bans from a joint BC-Alberta investigation. Beaulieu, according to the BC Conservation Officer Service, pleaded guilty to allowing his license to be used by another person. He also received a $4,500 penalty. His wife, Lynn, pleaded guilty to hunting without a license and received a $2,000 penalty. Both are banned from hunting in BC for 1 year. In Alberta, the province's Fish and Wildlife Enforcement said Beaulieu was convicted of hunting without a license, hunting in a closed season, unlawful possession of wildlife, unlawful export of wildlife, providing false information, as well as abusing license requirements in relation to the killing of bighorn sheep, antlered moose and antlered elk within a protected wilderness area. Alberta Fish and Wildlife Enforcement says it was determined the offences in each province happened between August 2020 and September 2021. The joint investigation took 2 years until the spring of 2022, with six locations being investigation throughout BC, the Conservation Officer Service noted. There were three search warrants and officers seized numerous unlawfully killed wildlife from both provinces, as well as a rifle. Multiple pieces of evidence were seized in the BC searches, including sheep and moose parts that were later matched by DNA analysis to kill sites in Alberta, and shell casings from the sheep kill in Alberta also matched the firearm officers seized in BC. These actions showed a blatant disregard for fish and wildlife laws in BC and beyond. Unfortunately, cross-border poaching is not an unusual occurrence, said Cuz Inspee. Kyle Ackles, who oversees the BC Conservation Officer Service's General Investigation Section. However, in the Facebook post from Beaulieu, he said the social media post by Alberta Fish and Wildlife Enforcement makes it sound like there's dozens of hunts all over multiple provinces where we've committed offences. He said the convictions were related to three hunts, a bear hunt in BC and sheep and moose hunts in Alberta, adding the antlered elk charge as incorrect. The sheep hunt, he said, was the worst one. In the video, he details the days leading up to when he killed the sheep, adding that it was the first bighorn sheep he ever killed. When trying to leave the area, he said a man who claimed he was a conservation officer told Beaulieu that he improperly tagged the sheep and drove into an area that's closed to motorized vehicles. Beaulieu said he didn't know if the man was, in fact, a conservation officer, so he drove home and called Alberta Fish and Wildlife to report himself. Officers came to his home and charged him. All that happened and I though, okay, that's unfortunate but it's still above board, good. It was a year later, he said, that he received notice from Alberta Fish and Wildlife that they were raiding his home and that the kill was illegal. I'm not saying I'm without fault, but I am saying I didn't mean to break the law. In the moose hunt, he said being from Ontario originally he was unaware of Alberta laws of who could shoot the animal based on whose name the tagge was in. Was I right? No, should I have known better? Yes, but I didn't. It was a similar situation in BC with the bear shot. It's truly terrible that all of this has happened and I should know better. Auer said all of the incidents happened in his first year of filming Alpine Carnivore, where I didn't have the knowledge I have today. Alpine Carnivore, according to its YouTube channel, is a hunting and outdoors adventure series. Read more. BC man fined $6,000 after moose head, other dead wildlife found in freezer.